Okay, they had a good day. We had an ugly day. I'm glad they don't count for more than one. But we definitely took one on the chin today. As I told our team, it starts with me. I've got to be better. We'll all take a look at ourselves, see what we could do better. Obviously, was not a good day. Really, very many areas at all. 0-for on third down is an offense. Defense allowed 50%. Several big plays on third and real long, or second and real long, where we just didn't take advantage of the opportunity. So, all in all, took one today, and we'll bounce back and get ready for the next one. No hiding from that. I'm sure there'll be questions about the what everyone wants to ask around the league about the anthem and those kind of stories and all that. I love that group of men. I respect that group of men. We're unified, and there's some guys that feel strongly and about taking a stance, and I think over the last several days, I think that became apparent that there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself in a peaceful manner like they've done. And so we chose to be unified. If they didn't have the kickoff so close to the anthem, we probably would have stayed in instead of going out. But that's the way we handled it. Was it a problem? I don't think so. I think what the problem was, I think the Redskins outplayed us today. So, like I said, it'll start with me. I'll go back. I'll look at anything I can do better. We'll all take a look that way individually and make sure we're being accountable, and then we'll move on. Questions?
After being so efficient on offense for 2 weeks, can you put your finger on anything? Why it could go so wrong?
It's just execution, Just execution. Got good people that care, work hard. So do they. And you see examples all across this league. Days like this can happen. You just don't want it to happen very often.
How would you describe the energy level? That was fine.
No, we had good energy. We played hard throughout the game. We just didn't play well. Some really basic things that we count on doing at a high level. We didn't do very well today.
The tackling had been like really crisp the first two games, and then today it seemed like the guys were breaking free a lot.
Yeah, I'd say we'll look at everything very critically, but didn't appear that we were as crisp tackling. I think that's certainly one area, but we'll look at it. I mean, they're plays that you have to make to be effective, and in all three phases, like I said, we'll take a hard look at it and make the corrections. But this is all about taking your lumps, owning up to it as a group of men. I think we're ready to do that, and then we're going to move on.
Mentally and emotionally, how tough is that when you can't convert on third, again?
Yeah, no, you'd have said that our offense is going to be over on third down. I said there's no way. So that's a rarity, but hey, it happened.
Applying for Chris Thompson. Why was he able to hurt you guys so much? Now I think he was doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't a secret, right? We all knew he's a good player. Really thought we could leverage and tackle that young man, and he did a heck of a job. We certainly were aware that he was somebody we need to deal with, and like I said, didn't get it done anywhere near what it needs to be. I don't think identifying what we'd like to have happen is part of it, but like I said, we'll take a critical look at everything.
When you go through the Tell the Truth Tuesday, it'll be rougher, I'm sure, but you see a play like towards the end, Amerson had a pretty rough day, and then he runs down Thompson, what it looked like for sure he was going to get a touchdown. The hustle plays you look at and say,
Well, I mean, like I said, I think the team played hard throughout the night. I don't think that was a problem. He had a moment where he was really in great shape and just didn't high point the ball well enough. The receiver made a nice play. He didn't. And we give up a big one right there. It could have easily been a pick right there and a momentum turn the other way. It's just you need to make your plays when you have your opportunities there, and they made a lot more plays tonight.
Thank you.
nights like this just simply happen sometimes to a team, even to a team in your experience? Is it just something that can pop up at times?
Sure don't like looking at it. Sure don't like seeing it. Nobody's immune to it. So, like I said, it's one game. Fortunately, it counts for one. And, you know, we know we need to get ourselves recovered and get ready for the next one.
I know you haven't watched the film yet, but Derek seemed a lot of sorts, not really like himself, like he normally plays, seemed like he wasn't quite in sync like he normally is with
the rest. And we've obviously seen him play at a real high level. Tonight wasn't one of those nights, so, you know, started on the second play of the game, and, you know, I think just kind of unraveled from there. We didn't get a lot done there with our offense, and he's the trigger man that makes it all go.
Coach, with Denver, you know, being next on the mm-hmm. list, what do you feel that you guys are going to have to do prepare for one of the best defenses in the league?
Yeah, well, obviously, we'll turn our attention to Denver, you know, shortly. Right now, we need to pack up and travel and get back. I know they had a rough day today, too. It just counts for one. So, you know, both of us are, I'm sure, feeling the same way in terms of dropping a game and going into an encounter that'll be very important for us this week.
When you consider the way the thing unfolded and getting those two turnovers, is that as frustrating as you've been in a while?
I really wouldn't put it like that. I think, to me, I understand the process of healing and having accountability and then moving on. And that's what we're going to do, you know. So I don't think the emotion or a tantrum is going to make it better. I think we'll identify and be honest with each other about what needs to be better and resolve ourselves to take that positive step next week.
Coach,